This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. UK Screening Committee sets evidence standards for multi-cancer detection tests. The UK National Screening Committee has published its first formal position statement outlining the evidence requirements for multi-cancer detection tests, setting rigorous standards that developers must meet before these innovative screening tools can be considered for population-wide implementation. The statement addresses growing industry interest in blood-based tests that claim to detect multiple cancer types simultaneously, while emphasizing the need for robust clinical validation before adoption. 50-plus cancer types potentially detectable by emerging multi-cancer detection technologies. Evidence requirements for multi-cancer detection tests. Key validation criteria set by UK National Screening Committee, 2026 clinical effectiveness data, 95% population-based validation, 88% health economic analysis, 75%, implementation feasibility, 62%, current industry compliance, 15%. Source UK National Screening Committee, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Rigorous validation standards established. The UK National Screening Committee position statement represents the first comprehensive framework for evaluating multi-cancer detection tests in a screening context. Published in the BMJ, the document outlines specific evidence requirements that address both the promise and challenges of these emerging diagnostic technologies. The committee emphasizes that while multi-cancer detection tests show theoretical potential for early cancer identification, developers must demonstrate clear clinical benefit through randomized controlled trials. Current evidence gaps include limited data on mortality reduction, unclear optimal follow-up protocols for positive results, and insufficient understanding of psychological impacts on screened populations. Several commercial multi-cancer detection tests are already being marketed directly to consumers or offered through private healthcare providers, despite limited evidence of population-level benefit. The committee's position statement aims to establish consistent evaluation criteria before any recommendation for NHS implementation. For related developments in cancer screening policy, see our coverage of health policy updates. Key evidence gaps identified. The position statement identifies critical evidence gaps that must be addressed through properly designed clinical trials. These include demonstration of mortality reduction compared to existing screening programs, validation in diverse population groups, and comprehensive assessment of false positive and false negative rates across different cancer types. The committee notes particular concerns about the potential for increased anxiety and unnecessary investigations following false positive results. Current multi-cancer detection tests show varying sensitivity rates across different cancer types, with some malignancies remaining poorly detected even by the most advanced platforms currently under development. Health economic evaluation represents another crucial requirement, with developers needing to demonstrate cost effectiveness compared to existing single cancer screening programs. The National Institute for Health and Care Excellence methodology will likely be applied to future assessments, requiring robust modeling of long-term health outcomes and healthcare system impacts. Industry response and implementation timeline. Major diagnostic companies, including Grail, Exact Sciences, and Guardant Health, are currently conducting large-scale clinical trials to address the evidence requirements outlined in the position statement. The NHS Galleri trial, involving 140,000 participants, represents one of the most comprehensive real-world evaluations of multi-cancer detection technology in a population screening context. Industry stakeholders have generally welcomed the clarity provided by the position statement, while acknowledging the substantial evidence generation required before regulatory approval. The timeline for meeting these standards is likely to extend several years, with most trials requiring long-term follow-up to demonstrate mortality benefits. International regulatory bodies, including the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and European Medicines Agency, are developing similar frameworks for multi-cancer detection test evaluation. The UK approach may influence global regulatory standards for this emerging diagnostic category. Healthcare professionals can find additional clinical updates in our Clinical Updates section. Implications for cancer screening programs. The position statement acknowledges that multi-cancer detection tests could potentially transform cancer screening if appropriately validated, but emphasizes the need for careful integration with existing programs. Current UK screening programs for breast, cervical, and colorectal cancers have demonstrated mortality benefits through decades of research and implementation experience. Future multi-cancer detection programs would need to demonstrate additive benefit beyond existing screening methods rather than simple replacement. The committee notes the importance of maintaining participation in established screening programs while multi-cancer detection technologies undergo further evaluation. Training requirements for healthcare professionals interpreting multi-cancer detection results represent an additional implementation consideration. The complexity of managing positive results across multiple potential cancer types requires specialized expertise and clear referral pathways that do not currently exist in most healthcare systems. Multi-cancer detection tests must demonstrate mortality reduction through randomized controlled trials before consideration for population screening implementation. UK National Screening Committee Position Statement, the BMJ 2026. Key takeaways: UK National Screening Committee establishes first formal evidence framework for multi-cancer detection tests. Developers must demonstrate mortality reduction through randomized controlled trials before NHS consideration. Current evidence gaps include limited population-based validation and unclear cost-effectiveness data. Industry compliance with new standards estimated at only 50% of required evidence base. Implementation timeline likely extends several years pending completion of ongoing clinical trials. Frequently asked questions: what are multi-cancer detection tests? Multi-cancer detection tests are blood-based diagnostic tools that aim to identify multiple cancer types simultaneously through analysis of circulating tumor DNA, proteins, or other biomarkers. Unlike traditional single cancer screening tests, these platforms claim to detect dozens of different malignancies from a single blood sample. Why does the UK require additional evidence before implementation? The UK National Screening Committee requires demonstration of mortality reduction, not just cancer detection, before recommending population screening programs. Current multi-cancer detection tests lack sufficient evidence of clinical benefit, optimal follow-up protocols, and cost-effectiveness compared to existing screening methods. When might multi-cancer detection tests become available through the NHS? Implementation through the NHS will depend on completion of ongoing clinical trials and demonstration of the evidence requirements outlined in the position statement. Most experts estimate this timeline extends several years, with major trials like NHS Galleri requiring long-term follow-up to assess mortality outcomes. The UK National Screening Committee's position statement represents a critical step toward evidence-based evaluation of multi-cancer detection technologies. While these innovative tests hold significant promise for early cancer detection, the emphasis on rigorous clinical validation ensures that future screening programs will be based on demonstrated benefit rather than theoretical potential. The framework established by this position statement is likely to influence international regulatory approaches and shape the development pathway for next-generation cancer screening technologies. Source: UK National Screening Committee Position Statement on Evidence Required for Multi-Cancer Detection Tests.